Well, let's take up that theme of confidence. Let's read in Hebrews 13 again. Hebrews 13 and verses 5 and 6. Hebrews 13 verses 5 and 6. And there's various sayings, various short exhortations in this chapter. And one of them, writer says, Hebrews 13:5, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? I'll just read that again. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Are you a confident person? Are you someone who is both confident in your daily life and confident in your faith? One thing that has been impressed on me in the last couple of months as a result of various pastoral visits with people has been that confidence is often something that people lack in this part of the world. Probably more so than many other places. It's something that many people lack. They lack it in their faith, and they lack it in their lives generally. And I've been thinking about the subject, and I've got a couple of other messages in my mind to preach on it as well. I'd like to think about confidence. I'm not going to do it as a series really, but I hope over the next few weeks to think about confidence in some different ways. And here in verse 6, we're told that we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? And what is the answer to that for you tonight? What have people done to you? And one thing that people can do to you tonight is they can take away your confidence. If you let them, they will take away your confidence if you let them. I want to think then about three things tonight. I want to think about confidence loss. I want to think about a confidence trick. And then I want to think about confidence growth. But let's think about confidence loss. Now, the writer's quoting in verse 6 from Psalm 118, where we read, and we'll sing it in a few minutes. And in that psalm, the people who are the threat are David's enemies. And we may not feel that we're quite in the same extreme situation that David was in. He certainly had enemies. We may not feel we have enemies. We may feel just that sometimes the people around us can make life difficult for us, and these are often people who feel very bad about themselves, and often these people will use us to try and make themselves feel better about themselves. All around us are people who, without even noticing they're doing it often, will put us down, who will pass judgment on us, and they'll want us to accept their judgment of us, so that they can feel superior to us. We might actually find ourselves doing the same thing to other people as well. It's a very common human trait, and it's something that causes no end of grief in human society. If we try to meet the standard of our critics, If we try to be good enough so that they no longer have anything to criticize us about according to their standards and their judgments, we'll never have peace as people. If you're someone that's always trying to please other people, you'll never have peace. If you're always trying to make sure that the people around you can't find fault, you just won't have peace. If you're someone who wants always to come out top in the comparison ratings so that other people around you will always find that they themselves will feel inferior in your presence, you'll never have peace. We just simply can't control what other people think about us, and we shouldn't try to, and we certainly shouldn't try to make our lives so good for the sake of other people that we don't get criticised or judged by them or put down by them anymore. But this is what happens in society, and you'll have found it all your life. You may have had parents who put you down. Parents are often working through their own issues, and often they use their kids to make themselves feel better. You may have had siblings who put you down. Your brothers or sisters may have competed with you. And that can be a difficult experience, being judged where you can't really escape when you're growing up. And the same in school. You may have had classmates who tried to establish a pecking order in which you were lower than they were. You may have neighbours who've got axes to grind. You may have bosses at work who are always trying to prove something at your expense. You live in a society which is obsessed with image and is obsessed with status. So all the time there are people trying to show that they have a better image and a better status than you have, and they put you down. And you may even be married to someone who is trying to meet their own needs through you. Because of that, they're actually sapping your confidence in some way or another. And even in the Church of Christ, there are always people who want to show themselves more holy, more righteous than others. And to do that, they're going to have to put you down as well. So the question says, what can man do to me? Well, let's focus on this one thing, because the writer is speaking about confidence in verse 6. Man can take away our confidence. People can take away your confidence. They can crush you if you let them. If you accept the judgments of other people, they'll see that you accept them, and they'll pass more judgments, and they'll crush you even more. So tonight, you may well find yourself, because of the judgments of others, feeling bad. You're feeling inferior. Maybe you're feeling unworthy. You're feeling that you've been measured and you've been found wanting. And you may feel that you're someone who is paralysed. You're afraid to stick your neck out because you might attract further criticism. And you're afraid to give an opinion. You're afraid to contribute. You're afraid to expose your feelings because you might attract some kind of attack and you might be put down again, and it might hurt, and you don't want to hurt. And you may therefore, as an individual, be much more gifted than your role in life would suggest. You may be performing at a lower level in life because you don't want to put yourself forward. You don't want to stick out in case the people around you criticise you. And maybe you're in hiding tonight. Maybe you're trying to be invisible as a human being and just trying to get on with a role that people can't criticise. But it's a role that's very much less than you're actually capable of. Now, some of you might be thinking I'm talking nonsense. And if you are, then praise God. If you're in that position, that's great. If you're someone who's just brimming over with confidence and you just can't get people who don't have it, then you're a privileged person. But a lot of people will understand. And if you find any of what I'm saying familiar tonight, then the Lord Jesus Christ is able to help you. And the Lord Jesus Christ is able to relieve your fears. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? That's where we want to get to. And as I was thinking about this verse, one thing struck me which really hit me very forcibly indeed. And I'll just run it by you and see if it makes any sense to you. And it's this. Nothing that anyone has ever said to me is a sound basis either for me to have confidence or to lack confidence. Nothing that anyone has ever said to me is a sound basis for me either to have confidence or to lack confidence. The only person whose opinion about me matters is Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter what you think of me. It doesn't matter what I think of myself. Whether that's a good opinion or a bad opinion. The only person whom I can actually trust to be a firm basis for confidence in my life is Jesus Christ. And it's the same for you with the people around you. Because man is always going to disappoint you. Man is always going to let you down. But if you can say the Lord is my helper, then what he says to you is all you need. And you don't need to be any longer concerned with whether men are bigging you up or dragging you down. It's what Jesus says that gives us a firm basis for confidence in our lives. So that's confidence loss. We can lose it very easily, but Jesus Christ can help us. Now let's have a look at a confidence trick. For many people, and it might apply to someone here, they don't take the route of turning to Jesus to help them to find confidence. And instead, they try to find confidence somewhere else. If you don't turn to the Lord Jesus when you're being crushed by others' judgments, if you don't turn to the Lord Jesus when you're being put down, when others are being critical, when others are trying to build themselves up at your expense, then you may become very bitter in your life. And you may turn to try to make yourself feel confident, you will turn to other things to do with status and image. So what you'll do is you'll try and improve things that you can control, like your lifestyle, your home, the way you look. Well, you can control it to a certain amount. Your relationships, or having relationships. Having children. Through your children's successes. Through controlling the people around you, or the environment that you work in or live in. You can try and make yourself feel better and build up your confidence. However, controlling the environment, controlling people, doing something about your home and your possessions, it takes money. It costs. And therefore, in our society, because image and status is a thing that people turn to try and feel better about themselves and try to build confidence, it involves spending money, and we're constantly faced with the advertising industry persuading us that our image isn't good enough and that our status isn't good enough, and we need to spend money to get our status good enough. And whether it's some cream that you need to buy or a new car that you need to have, you've got to part with money to feel that you're up there in the confidence stakes in worldly terms. So it costs money, and because of that, money is an important thing for many people, and it might be for you. It becomes a goal, getting money. It becomes important. You think about money more than you should. You're planning about how to get it, about how much you have and how much you're going to have in a while, and whether it's going to be enough to get what you want to get. And money becomes a sort of ally in your quest to build your confidence, to feel better about yourself. And if you don't have money, which a lot of people don't, relatively speaking, then you think of wonderful schemes to get it. And you maybe try playing the lottery, for example. You dream about it. You could really get ahead if you just won the lottery. You could really show these people who put you down that you're really not such a bad person after all, and you could show yourself too. And so you're after money, and the people who are challenging your image and your status, whether they're the ad men or whether that's your wife or your husband or your children or your parents or your schoolmates or your workmates or whoever it is, these people are controlling you. And because they're controlling you, you're not content, because your peace depends on pleasing them. And to please them, you need to up your game a bit. And to up your game a bit, you need money. And so money is important. You love it. Just could have some more. You're in your desire for confidence as a person. You've been tricked. And there's no peace in that route. And it's not a route, therefore, that the Lord recommends. In verse 5, he says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. It goes against worldly wisdom, that. It goes against what the ad men say. It goes against all those who are trying to pass judgments on you because you're not good enough in some way in their eyes. The Lord says, be content. Don't hand over your peace to someone else for them to shatter it. Your confidence to someone who wants to use you in order that they may take it away from you. Place your life in God's hands and be content with what you have. Don't you see? You're not any less of a person than anyone around you. The people around you are full of insecurities and fears themselves. They also have faults. They also have sins. And if they are using you to try to feel better about themselves, it's because they themselves know themselves not to be what they ought to be either. You've been using, or you've been trying your own routes to feel better. Money and possessions and looks and land and house and family, they all feature in that effort. You want more? You're not content. It's a painful place to be in. Your thinking is distorted. You're burdened. But it doesn't need to be like that. There is a way to find peace. And there's a way to be at peace with yourself. And that is to find peace with God. Remember the woman in the Gospels who was subject to bleeding for 12 years. Luke chapter 8, for example, tells us about her. 12 years bleeding and trying to get a cure. It had shattered her, this poor woman. She has spent all her money on doctors. She is judged by society as unclean. And this poor woman, her confidence is gone. She attempts to touch Jesus' cloak without being detected. She doesn't want to call any attention to herself because she's got no confidence. But she still wants to be healed, and she is healed. And Jesus doesn't let her go, because he doesn't just want her to be healed. He wants her to be built up. He wants to restore to her confidence by giving her a confidence in his word and in what he is to her. And so he seeks her out. Who touched me? And she comes, it says, trembling and fell at his feet. And Jesus says to her, daughter, he says, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Now these are great words. That's a peace that no amount of money had bought her with those doctors. It's a peace that the condemning society around her had taken away from her by saying she was unclean and by thinking God maybe was judging her somehow with this horrible illness she had. But now she's got this peace that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, has pronounced upon her. He says, you go in peace. He says, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. And now she can be confident because she has peace, a pronouncement of peace from the highest authority in heaven and on earth. And it doesn't matter what anyone else is going to say to her ever again. Because Jesus has said to her, go in peace. His peace. The peace of God. So if you're tonight someone who's been tricked, your confidence tricked, you've tried to find your confidence and you've tried to find it working with your image and your status, your home, your family, your career and all the sort of things you may have tried to have control over, and you just don't have peace because you're letting the admin take it away from you, you're letting the judgments of others taken away from you. You've been tricked to go down the wrong route and you've ended up probably loving money and no contentment. So it's a horrible place to be in, and let's be frank, most of our society is in that place. And we don't want to be in that place, and Jesus Christ is able to free us from it. So let's finally look then at confidence growth. If you know, as verse 5 says, that God will never leave you, that God will never forsake you, and as verse 6, that He is your helper, the Lord is your helper. If you know these things tonight, if you know these things in your heart, then you can have many things that other people can't have. And here's three of them, just quickly. You can have freedom, you can have confidence, and you can have contentment. If you know the Lord's your helper, you can have freedom, you can have confidence, you can have contentment. You can be content, as verse 5 says, with what you have. You can say with confidence, verse 6, the Lord is my helper. You can be free from concern from what man will do to you. Don't you want that tonight? Don't you want your spirit to be at rest? Free from striving to be good enough to pass muster when others judge you? Don't you want to be free from that? Yes, you do. Don't you want to be released from your own fears and your own insecurities as a person? Don't you want to be content instead of trying to reach that elusive place where everyone's going to be impressed with you and everyone's judgments of you are going to be positive? Don't you just want to be free from that and just to be content with what you are and what you have? Well, it's time then to change direction in your life and to look to the Lord Jesus Christ for your confidence. And you can start that just following. I'm just going to give you some pointers here now, some things that can help. So the basis of what I'm going to say is what I said a minute ago. That nothing that anyone has ever said to you is a basis either for you to have confidence or to lack confidence. It's the Lord who must give you confidence. The Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord will never leave us or forsake us, we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid what man can do to me. So that's your basis tonight. Now, take this to God in prayer. Take this to the Lord Jesus in prayer. And confess, first of all. We start with confession. We've sinned. If we've been tricked and we've followed the world, trying to find confidence and contentment and peace and freedom by having the right image and the right status, we have gone very far wrong in our lives. And we need to confess that. We need to tell Jesus we've been looking for help in the wrong places and not seeking it from Him. We've sinned. We need to tell Him that. We need to tell Him that we see that it hasn't helped. We've not had that peace that we've sought. And all the time that peace was there to be had if we just turned to Jesus. We confess that we haven't been able to say, what can man do to me? As verse 6 says, because man has been messing us about and has been messing with our heads and has been undermining us, and we've been trying to please people and make them affirm us and build us up, and we've just had no peace in that effort. Tell them that. You've gone wrong. Tell them. You've tried to use other people to make yourself feel better. You've done whatever you thought you had to do to make yourself feel better, and it didn't work. You didn't listen to Jesus. Tell him. Confess it. It's sin. And repent. Tonight, you have to stop that. And I have to stop that. It's no good doing that in our lives. It's no use living that way in our lives. We have to repent. We sought confidence from other people and from money. We sought confidence from status and from image. We repent of that. We will now seek it from knowing the Lord. We will now seek it by being able to say, "The Lord is my helper." That's where my confidence is going to come from now. So we repent of trying to find it anywhere else. That's what we're going to do. Repentance. Now keep praying and thank God. Thank the Lord. There's lots to thank the Lord for in this situation. We can thank the Lord that He can help. The Lord is my helper. He can help. He can give you a confidence that money can't buy. And He can give you a confidence that people can't give you. And that you can't achieve for yourself. You thank the Lord for that. We're talking about confidence tonight. Well, the Lord can give it. The Lord can make you supremely confident because you're content, because you're free, and because He is saying to you, "Go in peace." You can thank the Lord for that. You can thank the Lord that He won't judge you. I mean, yes, He will judge us on the day of judgment. Christian people can be confident about this. And there's another verse in 1 John. I can't remember the exact reference. But we can be confident on the day of judgment, because we know that Jesus is our helper there too. He'll judge us and He'll say, "Not guilty." I heard a wonderful sermon this morning from Ken MacDonald. Great sermon. Great sermon. Speaking about Barabbas and Jesus, and Jesus taking Barabbas taking the place of Jesus. Barabbas representing us and all our sin, and he goes free while Jesus is condemned. And that's a picture of us on the day of judgment. Jesus is condemned at the cross. We go free. Hallelujah. Well, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. He won't judge us in that horrible, censorious, hypercritical way that the people around us judge us. Be amazed tonight that the Lord is not seeking to put you down. You don't have anything to fear. You trust Him. He's with you. He loves you. And He knows that when you're praying this, He knows you really mean the prayer. If you're tired of the world of status and image and trying to find peace in satisfying other people and getting them to affirm you, if you're tired of that and you're coming to the Lord and saying that, He knows that you mean that. And He knows when you mean to find your confidence now in Him, He hears that prayer. He has come tonight. He's come to you. He is the Lord. He knows when people are crying out to Him. He knows when people are world-weary and seeking peace in Him. He knows when we try to touch the hem of His garment. He knows tonight those who are really seeking Him. This is the Lord Jesus, the Lord who died for your sins, the Lord who rose again and ascended to glory, the Lord who's come to the world by His Holy Spirit. His Spirit is with you. Christian, His Spirit is in you, and He will never leave you or forsake you because you've invited Him in, and you can absolutely trust Him to help you and absolutely trust Him to build you up and give you confidence. He's your helper. He'll never leave you. You can be absolutely free from other people's judgments. Doesn't matter anymore what they say. You don't try to meet your needs through money. You don't try to meet your needs through being able to keep up with others and impress others. It doesn't matter any longer whether people are saying good things or bad things about you. You have Jesus Christ, the Lord, in your life. And you can face your life with confidence, as verse 6 says, "The Lord is my helper." So you ask Him, if you haven't done so, ask Him to come into your life and to be your helper. And ask Him to help you to live your life the way He says that life works, the way He says that things really are. And that is that you won't love money, that you won't be trying to build yourself up by using the people or the possessions around you any longer. And that you won't let others put you down who are trying to do the same thing, using you to make themselves feel better. You won't do that, because it's not about that anymore for you. It's about the Lord. And it's about the confidence He gives to you, because He's your helper. Now you begin to really move in your life in a different direction. To live life with His help. To bring it all to Him in prayer. And here's the key thing. You want to let what He thinks of you become what you think of you. That's the whole key to Christian life. You want to let what He thinks of you become what you think of you. In other words, you're not going to let what you think of you be what the next door neighbour thinks of you. Or what you think of you be what your husband thinks of you. Or what you think of you be what someone who's giving you a hard time in the community thinks of you. You let what you think of you be what Jesus thinks of you. And because Jesus Christ is your helper, because Jesus Christ the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, you can think of you as the person whom the Lord helps, the person whom the Lord is with, the person whom the Lord says, "Go in peace to." That's the person you are. You can begin to enjoy then life in a new way with Jesus Christ. You can in time look back and see how far you've come. Not only do you feel a lot better about yourself subjectively, you are better. You're better within yourself. You're a better person. You're actually treating other people better, because you're not doing all this status and image thing. You're not trying to use other people to make yourself feel better. You don't care about what they think of you. You know what the Lord thinks of you. And because of that, you're able to treat other people well. And you do. You're a better person. Because the Lord Jesus is your helper. He's in your life. Everything about life is better with Jesus. And you're beginning to see that there's a whole new realm of freedom and contentment and confidence opening up for you, where you center your life not on your own needs and your own feelings, but on the Lord Jesus and on what He wants for your life. So, you go for it tonight. Go for what the writer here is speaking about. Go for that place where you can say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. And I just will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" If you want help in any of the things that I've spoken about, then speak to a Christian friend. Speak to me if you want. And let them help you to pray about these things. Let them help you to change the way you think about yourself, so that you can live your life in the light of Christ's help and Christ's presence.